There are abundant comments on the internet about meat allergy. And there are all sorts of funny and perhaps misleading comments. It's only one kind of tick. It's only the Lone Star tick. There are some sources of red meat that are safer than others. It's always an anaphylactic reaction. Help us dispel some of what is out there.
Right. So we were probably guilty of advancing this idea that Lone Star ticks were the only cause.
Are you the culprit?
I probably share some blame in this. So initially, that was because we were describing this in the Southeast, and it really fit with the distribution of the Lone Star tick. And I do maintain that in the South and in the East, Long Island, for instance, as well, I think most of these allergic responses are due to the Lone Star tick, but that doesn't account for problems that we're having in Australia. People that we know about in southern Sweden and in Europe, where they have this same allergy, but they don't have the Lone Star tick. So, one of the myths, as you describe, is that Lone Star ticks are the only cause, and that's clearly not true. Secondly, we do hear from some folks that they can eat certain kinds of beef, so cows that are grass-fed or free-range or organic. At the end of the day, a cow is a
The cow is a
cow,
cow, yeah.
and they all make alpha-gal.
Right.
And I perhaps there are some cuts of meat that, as they're leaner, they may create less of a risk for a reaction, but at the end of the day, I'm convinced that if you eat enough of an organic, grass-fed, free-range cow and you have the alpha-gal allergy, you're going to have a reaction.
And those reactions can be severe enough that it wouldn't be worth that experiment.
Not in my mind.
Not in your mind.